And we have Hazel Atkins here. Thanks a lot for coming down here and doing this. That was sure an amazing set.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you about No More Hot Dogs. Exactly what inspired that? I know you'd called us once from West Virginia when the A-Bones were on the show, but let's, for those who missed that show, exactly what inspired that song?
Me and this fellow took out a couple girls, you know, and then got out and pulled into a drive-in back in the older days, you know. And he asked her what she wants, you know. And she said, well, I'll take a couple hot dogs. He turned around and told her, said, well, what did you eat? What did you eat before you left the house, you know, left home? And that's why I got the idea to write that. He looked at her, you know, like you cut her head off or something like that. So what?
She didn't really get her head cut off.
Oh, no. No, okay. No.
And this is this is on the Norton label, and I have this picture. This is taken where this is the Norton Records photo release, which is has in front of a beautiful car here, and it looks like a trailer camp. Where exactly is this taken?
This was took in L.A., California.
Were you playing in L.A. or?
Yeah, yeah.
Where did you play in L.A.?
I was playing at different spots, you know, and on a town hall party. I was playing on that.
On the TV show, Town Hall Party?
Yeah, I got on it, yeah.
Wow, and what year was this?
That was back in 50, sometime during 56.
56 on the Town Hall Party, wow. Well, so how did L.A. react to the Has the first time around?
They liked it.
Wow.
You know, couldn't get it to take off or do anything.
You weren't doing a one-man band.
I wasn't doing a one-man band. I just,
you know.
Oh, with Patsy Cline.
Yeah, Patsy Cline, yeah. And Colin Kids, and oh, they had a lot of big names, you know, on that show.
Yeah, wow, I would love to see a tape of that sometime.
Me too. I'm going to try to get one.
Wow. Maybe we can get you on a... Billy, where is Haz going to be appearing next time he comes to town?
Well, we're going to work on some more East Coast dates, and then see what goes from there. But we're trying a whole bunch of different things.
Billy Miller, who is the genius behind Kix Magazine and Norton Records and the A-Bones, is working as sort of Haz's agent here in New York, trying to get the hunch known worldwide. Worldwide flip out is upon us, as Billy said this morning when we left. I'd like to thank Haz for coming down and thank our video crew, Sharon and Carol, Miriam, who has been scurrying about it. Mike Lewis, our sound man.
I wanted to talk about those heads in his house some more.
The heads?
Wait, while we're thanking people, let's thank Dennis for the hi-hat.
Thanks, Dennis, for the hi-hat. And, yeah, we have...
Heads off to Dennis.
Yeah, and our whole studio audience here, half of whom I don't know.
Yay!
let's hear it for the Haz himself. That's live. That's not the Howard Stern tape loop, by the way. And we got 50 minutes left. I guess Kaz is supposed to be here. He's probably still asleep or at the beach. But at 6 o'clock, the hound checks out. And I'd like to thank Hazel Atkins and everybody else for making this the finest of Hunch and Luncheons. And we'll get the Haz back next time he's in New York. And if you get a chance to see him live, by all means, it's a must. You have to do it. And thanks.